Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Mason Hostat from Garfield County Public Health is with us again today. A little bit different subject that we've been talking about on Wednesdays for the last several weeks. This week, from September 7th through the 13th, is National Suicide Prevention Week. And Mason, for the last several years, you have been on the Garfield County Suicide Prevention Coalition. And I know that in the past we've talked about events, specifically the Coming Out of the Dark event that the local chapter has had. And even though everything going on with COVID and the coronavirus, you're still having raising awareness of suicide prevention, just maybe not in person.
Right. Yes. Thanks for having me, Gabe. The Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County is partnering with the Colorado chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention to put on our Out of the Darkness experience. We had our first walk last year. It was well attended. We were astounded by the number of people who came and walked with us, even though it was a freezing October morning. And we had great plans for this year. We wanted to move the walk to Rifle so that we could get more people on the Western Slope. Our walk is the Western Slope Walk, and so to move it around in the county a little bit. But then, because of the pandemic, the chapter itself, the statewide chapter, has, we've all tried to come together to do something different. And so we're doing a virtual experience this weekend, September 12th, in coordination with six other areas of the state, still with the goal of raising funds and awareness about suicide prevention in our county and in Colorado, in the various parts of the state. So it's, we're all, working together towards that this weekend.
And explain, it's at 10 o'clock this Saturday morning, right, the 12th. Explain what that looks like. Is it something folks register for? Is it something that, like a webinar that they'll watch? Do they actually participate?
So it'll be a pre-recorded webinar with myself and Lisa Domer, who is my co-chair, along with the chairs of the walks from Northeast Colorado, Telluride, Colorado Springs, Fort Collins. And we wanted to do something live, but that just doesn't work with the formats that we've got and, the technological issues that are still rampant. And so it'll be us talking about what AFSP does, what the Colorado chapter does, and it will be interspersed with videos from individuals who have been touched by a suicide loss or work in the field of suicide prevention across the state. People do not need to register to watch that. They can go to Colorado Coming Together Out of the Darkness experience through AFSP.org.
Again, that's AFSP.org. And if you want to, you can put the / Western Slope on there. It'll take you to the Western Slope chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. We're a week shy of 6 months that we've been in some form of quarantine. People obviously like to be social. It's a commonplace. It's what we like. It's what we enjoy for the most part. Even us only children, sometimes. I know you don't deal specifically at Public Health, Mason, with mental health, but I have to wonder if all these things that have been going on for the last 6 months, even the side effects of the quarantine, high jobless rate, has to eventually take its toll and might lead to more concern about suicide and makes this week even more important to bring more awareness to suicide prevention.
I would agree with that. So, in the beginning, as part of my work with the county, Dr. Adam Ford, who runs the is part of the Garfield County Sheriff's Department, but also runs the victims response team, was in kind of our lead around our mental health issues. And when the pandemic first started, the calls to the crisis line increased by 800% from the year before. But right around June, those numbers started to taper off. And so moving forward, one thing I do want to plug right now, you're right, the county doesn't really do anything around mental health, but there is a new program that MindSprings has started. It is a mobile recovery team. What that team is tasked with is being mobile, so they're not in an office, but helping individuals with their substance use issues. The majority of our suicide deaths, alcohol is a factor. Alcohol is a factor in related to the suicide death. So, getting people access where they live and how they, and the best way to approach them with their substance use issue is a great place to start with that. And I'm very hopeful that that program, is will see some really good benefits from that because, like you said, we have to try and change the way that we are approaching individuals and their mental health issues by being more mobile, by offering more telehealth and those types of options. And thankfully, our mental health providers in the county have really seen a great benefit. I was just on a call with MindSprings earlier this morning where they, they've said that they do have seen great benefit to being able to offer a variety of their services on telehealth. And so I think moving with the times for those providers is necessary, but also just making sure that everybody knows that it's okay to ask somebody in your life if they're okay. And if they're not, utilizing the services, the Colorado Crisis Line, if somebody isn't okay. And it's definitely something that we think about, so, really truly during this week, but I think about it all year long, but.
Do you have that number, Mason, for the Colorado Crisis Line?
Yes, it is 844-493-8255. 1-800, no, sorry, 1-844-493-TALK.
All right. And again, if you know someone that's in crisis or that you think might need to talk to someone, or if you do. The title of the event on Saturday is the Out of the Darkness Experience, and of course, it was. Has it already been a year? Was it last year that we talked about this before when you had the first local event? Anyway, the Out of the Darkness walk, you said was well attended, and
It
how?
was.
Go
Oh,
ahead.
go ahead. So it's been a little less than a year. We had the first walk in the middle-ish of October last year,
Okay.
and it just was freezing. Granted, if we had it this week or yesterday, it'd be freezing again. Anyway, that's just Colorado, though.
Right, exactly. I mentioned to somebody, I forgot I live in Colorado. I have all my life, and I should have known to have a coat in the car year round, no matter what you think it's going to be like.
Right.
Especially when there's snow in the forecast. I should have known by that, but I thought
Right.
there's
Right.
no way it's going from almost 100 degrees to, what was it, 34 when I got home yesterday, I think. Yeah,
No, I
crazy,
know.
crazy
Crazy.
stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, again, if you'd like to learn more, if you'd like to register for Saturday's Out of the Darkness experience, again, it's a live webcast. It starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. You can learn more at afsp.org and also on the American Foundation, I'm sorry, the Garfield County Suicide Prevention Coalition Facebook page. You put the link in the chat for me too, and I there it is. So it's Facebook/SPC Garco. In other words, Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County. We will take a quick break and be back with Mason in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Mason Hostat from Garfield County Public Health. This week is Suicide Prevention Week, National Suicide Prevention Week, from the 7th through the 13th. Again, everyone is welcome to the Out of the Darkness Experience webcast on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. More details at AFSP.org, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention website. Mason, you mentioned six other regions of Colorado that will be participating in this event on Saturday. Do you know what other parts of the state? Are they all Western Colorado, or is the Garfield County unique in Western Colorado?
We are unique. So we took the moniker of Western Slope last year because we are put together the only Out of the Darkness community walk on the Western Slope. So we still have that title for the experience. There is a walk in Fort Collins. There is one put on by Northeast Colorado. I'm not quite sure the specific municipality that it usually covers. Pueblo, Telluride. I'm trying to do counting in my head. Colorado Springs and Denver. And then Denver is a little different this year. Denver is hosting a drive-through kind of walk. I'm sure people have seen videos of drive-through graduations and other types of things like that. Well, normally the walk in Denver, which is the largest walk in the state, obviously, it goes through Coors Field. It's not doing that this year. And so they've opted to do kind of a drive-in scenario where people can drive through the line with their signs and other things that they've made. And so that'll be on September 27th. I'm not sure if that'll be on video or something like that. I'm sure it will be. But the other areas of the state are coming together for this weekend in particular.
Gotcha. And again, it is National Suicide Prevention Week. The title of the event is Out of the Darkness. Explain what that means. I assume it's something along the lines of, you know, suicide sometimes comes from a place of darkness. And so if you can shine a little light on it, and I suppose that's a bit of a metaphor there, shine light on it, you can help people deal with what they're dealing with and hopefully make them realize that the world is a better place with them in it.
Right. And so it is kind of a manifold metaphor. So it is, on the one hand, to help survivors of suicide loss to know that there are people who are going through the same type of situation, and death, suicide deaths are a unique type of loss that needs to be, it's different than, losing somebody in a tragic, motor vehicle crash. The walk also brings together suicide attempt survivors, which is, another area that we really need to work on, bringing those people out, giving them the resources, letting them know that they are not alone. And then also for those of us who may not have had a loss, may not have been an attempt survivor, but feel strongly that we need to support the cause. And like you said, shine the light. So, there are Out of the Darkness evening walks, right, where people will walk through the evening, through the nighttime, and then the end of the walk is usually when in those particular walks, they didn't happen this year, unfortunately. I think maybe one did, where the finish line for the walk itself is when the sun is coming up, and so really trying to shine that light and be a metaphor for a variety of mental health issues. You don't have to have suicide in your life to know that mental health is an issue that we are all of us are going to deal with. 1 in 5 people in the United States will have a mental health issue or challenge in their life. That in our county is almost 12,000 people So if you think about it that way, you know, that's a lot of people we know, and you're probably connected to somebody. So how do we help support that information sharing resource, but also that sense of connection that people need in these times?
And again, as you mentioned in the first segment, it's okay to ask, are you okay? If you're concerned about someone, you never know, some simple act of kindness like that might make a huge difference in someone else's life, right?
Right. I mean, lots of times people say they get a great feeling of relief that somebody has finally noticed that they are going through something and that they've taken the time to ask and really are being present with them. We've all felt that way. I think we're going through a struggle and somebody's like, do you just want to talk about it? Can we talk about it? We all feel a sense of relief. And so, we have to get better, all of us, myself included, in saying, I know this person, they are not acting like they normally do, or they have in the past, and I'm concerned. And guess what? I'm going to ask you if everything is okay. And then, you know, hopefully that can get us to a place where if it requires a professional, that we call the crisis line together, or we do something like that. Because I'm not a clinician, but I do know where to go to get resources. So that's a whole other level of conversation. But right, asking somebody if they are okay and how can I help you is a great place to start.
Again, this week is National Suicide Prevention Week. And I mentioned the Garfield County Suicide Prevention Coalition Facebook page. I did not mention there's actually a hashtag for the National Week as well. It's hashtag keep going, which I think is a perfect description of really what you're trying to accomplish with National Suicide Prevention Week. Just keep going. You know, there's so many reasons to stay around. Obviously, those of us with kids, I'm sure you've heard this statistic, Mason, that kids, grandkids of someone who successfully committed suicide, they're more likely, family members are more likely also to attempt it. And so just by sticking around, you're taking that off the table potentially for other members of your family. I remember in school, I remember a great quote that still sticks with me today. It is, suicide is a long-term solution to a short-term problem.
Right. Right. And to respond to a couple of the points, having a family member die by suicide is a risk factor. Increases the risk or the likelihood that somebody will view it as an option for themselves. And so that it definitely is. The second point, right, while from the outside, sometimes these situations look small, they may be very big for the individual who's being impacted by them. And so if we can have that conversation with them and really help to open their eyes by being a caring person who's part of their life, who wants them to keep going, be here tomorrow, we can help them to see that this too shall pass. And that's a great thing to think about and be a part of.
Again, if you want to check them out on Facebook, it's SPC Garco, in other words, Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County, of which Mason is a co-chair. And the national website is afsp.org. You want to learn more about local activities and events, you can go to afsp.org/Western Slope. Obviously, not a lot of activities going on under the circumstances, but there is the Out of the Darkness experience this Saturday morning at 10 a.m. If you'd like to learn more about that, check out either the Facebook page or afsp.org/Western Slope. Again, the hashtag for National Suicide Prevention Week is Hashtag keep going. Hashtag one final break. Back after this. You knew I would have to come up with something silly. Back after this.
All right.
Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Mason Hostad, the co-chair of the Garfield County Suicide Prevention Coalition. This week through Sunday, through the 13th, is the National Suicide Prevention Week. Again, they are using the opportunity to raise awareness of suicide prevention with the Out of the Darkness experience this Saturday morning, the 12th, at 10 a.m. If you want to learn more about that, go to AFSP.org, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. You can also check it out and interact on Facebook with the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County, facebook.com/SPCGARCO. And again, the hashtag is hashtag keep going. Again, it was last October that the Garfield County Suicide Prevention Coalition had the first Out of the Darkness walk, Mason. You said it was well attended. What was the atmosphere at that first walk, other than, you know, maybe people were a little chilly?
I think there was some great healing. I know of people who it was probably the first time that they were public about the loss of a loved one. So that happened, right? People were able to admit that they were having mental health challenges, that they, you know, had felt suicidal in their life for the first time to their family. And it always just gets me a little sorry. We really were hoping to be able to carry that momentum, right? We will have a little bit of a in-person event with our walk committee at Hines Park, in Rifle, socially distanced, and you know, I don't think we'll have more than 175 people, but we wanted to keep that going a little bit. You know, obviously we can't have a walk this year, but having a place where people can come in person, we'll have some hope notes that people can fill out how they, you know, how they are spreading hope this year. And, you know, maybe they'll share a story about their loved one if they want. Something like that. It'll be very, very casual, and nothing formal. But we didn't want to lose that space because it does afford people the opportunity to really, maybe for the first time, admit that or share that they've lost a loved one, or, you know, that they are going through a mental health issue. And we didn't want to lose that fully for a year. And so, you know, we're hopeful that people can see that we are still here and that we are working within the community and within the parameters that we all have right now. You know, that suicide prevention is something that hasn't taken a break for us during this pandemic.
And resources are available, and help is out there if you need it. And again, I love what you said earlier. You know, it's okay to ask, are you okay? And maybe if necessary, Mason, like you say, if somebody needs a little extra encouragement, make the call to the hotline together, which, by the way, is 844-493-TALK, 844-493-8255. I'm sure you could Google National Suicide Prevention Hotline as well. You know, a lot of times I think there may be some question about under what circumstances should you call a hotline like that? And can you give any direction, Mason?
So, to be honest, you can call I know that it says Colorado Crisis Services, but you can call the Colorado Crisis Services for any mental health issue or challenge that you have. You do not necessarily have to be in a physical moment of crisis to call them. In fact, only around 65% of the calls, this is something that we learned last year, 65% of the calls that the hotline gets are just somebody who needs to talk for that 15, 20 minutes. Only about 35% need something other than that conversation with that clinician. And then those calls are moved to, you know, whether they need to have a mobile call out or something like that. And even though, you know, we do have some mental health resources in our area, we're still understaffed. Mind Springs would say that as well, that there, you know, the need is greater than our available resources, even through, you know, Mountain Family that has behavioral health services. So, you know, if you need somebody to talk to right now, reach out to them and to the Colorado Crisis Line, that 844 number. And like I said, 65% of their calls are really just somebody who needs an acute help right now. And so I would point you in that direction.
And I should say that there is some specialized help available for veterans as well. I know veterans' experience is a little bit different, perhaps, than the rest of the population, just because of experiences. And, you know, sometimes they appreciate working with folks that are used to working with veterans. There is the Veterans Crisis Line as well, which, of course, you've heard the public service announcements on KMTS for the last couple of years. Their website is veteranscrisisline.net.
Right.
You know, if you've got a veteran that you believe could use some help as well. Again, I mentioned that because it's not the same. And sometimes, you know, veterans, because of their experience, prefer to talk with another veteran or someone that's familiar with their story. So just want to get that out there as well. Again, that's veteranscrisisline.net. And again, the Colorado Suicide Prevention Hotline is 844-493-8255. So it's 844-493-TALK. Again, the Out of the Darkness experience online this Saturday morning, 10 a.m. And are you inviting folks, if they'd like to come out to Hines Park and Rifle Saturday morning as well? Or is it more just the Suicide Prevention Coalition committee members?
So people are more than welcome to come. I'm trying to a very thin line, because the state chapter has said that, you know, we're not really doing in-person events, and so I don't want to get in trouble.
Gotcha. Nobody wants to get in trouble, trust me.
No, I don't need to get in trouble. I get in enough trouble. So, you know, if it isn't, we do not have anything planned, so there's no planned activities. People can come if they want. You know, we'll have some coloring pages. We'll have places for them to make signs, you know, so, something like that. But nothing was really planned. We just didn't want to not have something in person for our second year. It just, you know, we really feel that connection, seeing people in person, is part of the entire process. Whether you are a suicide loss survivor, you have a mental health challenge, you are an attempt survivor, anything like that.
And again, that's Hines Park this Saturday. Again, not a formal planned event, but if you wanted to stop by because you believe in the mission, or maybe you fit into one of those categories, feel free to drop by. Otherwise, it's an online event, and you can learn more by checking out the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County's Facebook page or the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, AFSP.org. Any final thoughts, Mason?
No. Just, you know, hashtag keep going, and you know, never be afraid to ask somebody if they're okay. It's a great starting place.
Sounds good. Conversation is a great starting place for a lot of things, I think.
Yes, I agree.
Have a great week. We'll talk to you, or maybe somebody else will draw the short straw next Wednesday. But
it's never the short straw. We enjoy it.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Anyway, thanks so much. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Gabe.
Take care.